Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For the 4th of July, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Temps in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Decisions are taking place behind the scenes on the next coronavirus aid package to come out of D.C. That, however, is the good news. The Hagstrom Report says formal negotiations between House and Senate leaders will not take place until July 20th. That comes from Senate Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley. He said they're going to try to get things put into place for ethanol and biofuels, as well as more overall help for agriculture. While there are still some Republicans that have questioned the need to spend more money on aid, Grassley says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to pass another aid package, and it must contain limits on liability due to the coronavirus. Grassley said the reason to wait and see until July 20th includes figuring out what state of the economy looks like by then. They also will see how much of the aid to state localities and hospitals has been spent, as well as to check out how much money remains in the payroll protection program that is being run by the Small Business Administration. House Democrats' Climate Change Committee released an ambitious framework for slashing greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2050. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says those plans include agriculture playing a key role in the goal. The emission cutting would be achieved in part by ramping up conservation programs for ag producers that cover just a fraction of the country's farmland. The plan will be pushing a lot more money into climate-smart agriculture practices, such as making climate adaptation and mitigation a specific goal of federal farm policy. Other steps include creating a climate-based producer certification for farmers, as well as developing feed additives that can lower methane emissions for livestock farms. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the plan, though, is unfortunate, the product of partisan discussions that failed to encompass important constituent communities all over the country. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment talked about the new face mask wearing mandate from Governor Laura Kelly and different counties making their decision on whether to enforce or not.
I think it's really important that people look at their at respective county by counties, because there's going to be large gatherings planned in many counties, and I'm sure that the increase in spike in the number of cases will track to those counties.
The doctor referenced the time of the counties beginning to reopen on their own terms in the spike of COVID-19 cases in the state of Kansas. And as the governor is set to release her plan for the mandated face mask wearing in the state, many law enforcement agencies in counties across the state have already said they do not plan on enforcing the mandate.
We have much more pressing things we need to be doing for the court system, for our jails, and, you know, answering calls to citizens of actual criminal activity that we need to be doing instead of seeing if somebody's got a mask on.
That was Norton County Sheriff Troy Thomas on KWCH, Mid-America Network News.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
The owners of St. Luke's Cushing's Hospital in Leavenworth says the hospital will close this fall because of the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic. St. Luke's inpatient unit will be closing on July 17th, and the rest of the hospital is set to close October 1st. About 70 employees at the hospital will be able to apply for other positions in the St. Luke's health system. Hospital CEO Adele Ducharme said in a news release on Tuesday, the hospital transitioned to emergency services last year to make it financially viable, but was only a few months into the effort when the cost of the virus pandemic began. And authorities in Kansas say two former Sedgwick County Sheriff's employees have been arrested and charged with theft and other counts after an audit uncovered nearly $150,000 missing from the department's property and evidence holdings. The Wichita Eagle reports that former property and evidence technician Mark Gordon was arrested on Wednesday on warrant charging him with felony official misconduct and three misdemeanor counts of theft. On Friday last week, officials already arrested and charged former property and evidence supervisor Robert White with 13 counts. Mid-America Network News.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. State police have arrested a southwestern Nebraska sheriff's deputy accused of using his patrol car to chase down his wife and of threatening her with his service weapon. The Nebraska State Patrol said in a news release this week that troopers had arrested Red Willow County Sheriff's Deputy Justin Dice. That arrest on suspicion of making terroristic threats, domestic violence, official misconduct, and willful reckless driving. In addition to running the woman off the road with the couple's two young children in the car, the patrol accused Dice of pointing his gun at his wife on May 13th. Nebraska health officials say the number of confirmed COVID cases in the state has topped 19,000 since the outbreak. The state's online virus tracking site said 19,042 cases had been confirmed by Tuesday, a jump of 143 cases from the day before. I'm Rick Averett with your Thursday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Senator Jerry Moran held a Zoom conference Tuesday afternoon with area leaders and officials. Many topics were discussed. One of the things Moran talked about was some of the assistance programs during the COVID pandemic.
I think a couple of things that Congress have done, maybe more than a couple, have been helpful, and particularly the Paycheck Protection Program in trying to keep people employed and businesses open. And it generally gets good marks. But we designed that program so that people could go to their lenders, people they knew, their own banker, and the SBA could play a role, an agency that already had the capabilities of assisting in regard to making loans. But we did ask the SBA to do $350 billion of business in 2 weeks, and their normal book of business is $30 billion a year. So they were overwhelmed, and it took them a bit to catch up, particularly when it comes to computers and computer programs. And they had never dealt with sole proprietors, independent contractors, or farmers before. So that aspect of the PPP program was new to them. But we are looking at what is to follow, if anything, the legislation that Congress has already passed.
Jay Kennedy of First National Bank in Frankfort also talked about the PPP and some of his concerns.
The beginning was very, very rocky, as you had mentioned. We were not an SBA lender, and so we had to jump a bunch of hurdles. But two of my significant customers went to other banks because they couldn't get us signed up fast enough. The forgiveness part is really on our minds right now. If any of you borrowed and you come to your bank and say, what do I do now? And we say, we don't know. I don't like saying that to customers. I can't call SBA and say, tell me what to do or I'm going to do this. So they hold all the leverage, but I know they sped up faster than they were supposed to. So I think in the end, it did work. But this forgiveness piece is really weighing heavily on banks and the people that borrowed the money.
Curtis Hawkinson of Community Memorial Healthcare was also on the call with the senator.
We're on the receiving end of the PPP program, and we just felt that it worked great. Came at the exact time we needed it. And the other CARES Act stimulus for rural hospitals, too, also, I guess, in my opinion, worked very smooth as well. Fact of the matter is, the stimulus that we received is appropriate, although we haven't had the impacts some other hospitals dealing with actual COVID cases. We're not out of this COVID pandemic by any stretch. You know, when you sign off on the terms and condition, you really don't know what you're signing off on because a lot of that guidance is not specified. But we're hopeful that it's going to be a grant and we can continue to go forward.
Mike Couch, the new USD 364 superintendent, was also in on the call and talked about potential plans for the fall.
We for sure want to send the message that we're going to follow all protocols to ensure our buildings are healthy and safe for kids to attend. On the front of helping all fears go away, that we can help and talk to those families. But we truly believe in rural Kansas, we're ready to have kids back to school, social, emotional needs and all the other needs. We need to have eyes on kids every day and put them back to normalcy. And COVID's not changed one bit since March. It's going to come through America until we find something to stop it. But we'll wear masks, we'll be clean, we'll wash our hands, and we'll take temperatures. We'll do everything we possibly can do, but we need to have our kids back in school.
Couch said the district is working on other plans for the fall as well. We will have more on the conference call with Senator Jerry Moran on this weekend's Public Affairs program.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Nemaha County Commissioners to meet Thursday afternoon in special session to consider less restrictive local health orders in light of the governor's stepped-up recommendations for the state. That order is to take effect to Friday, but local agencies can adopt their own measures. The meeting will be broadcast on the county Facebook page. No public comment period is planned. Authorities responding to a report of an unattended boat adrift on the Big Blue River near Blue Springs Wednesday conducted a brief search for missing occupants before the owner of the craft was identified and contacted. He advised that indeed no one was missing from the boat, and he has plans to retrieve the craft when river levels fall again. Joseph A. Baker, age 93, of Washington, passed away Monday. Mass of Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery at Morrillville. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 11 to 5, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Joseph Baker. Vernon E. Jeffries, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8 at the Patton Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Vernon Jeffries. Keith Thomas Hippen, age 54, of Omaha, passed away Monday. Private family graveside service is planned at the Lewiston Cemetery. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Keith Hippen.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we have a stationary boundary across the central southern parts of the United States, which could bring us a chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow, continuing into the 4th of July. Like I said, very isolated chances. Otherwise, upper level ridge in place, we're going to see warm temperatures out there well into the upper 80s and into the lower 90s. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For the 4th of July, sunny skies. We'll see isolated showers and thunderstorms. Again, we'll see highs in the upper 80s. And Saturday night, partly cloudy at 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July, 88. Recent record high hit the century mark in 1990. The average low, 65. Record low, 55, set in 2013. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Can thunderstorms really cause milk to go sour? We will investigate on a Truth or Tall Tale edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 2nd, the 184th day of the year. Comedian Larry David has a birthday, and the first Walmart store opened in Arkansas on this day in 1962. There's an old adage that says thunderstorms can cause milk to go sour. Implausible folklore? We've heard enough accounts from dairy farmers to believe something is going on. But the connection has never been scientifically proven. Experiments that have run electricity through milk have found no effect. Some theories say it's merely the warm, humid conditions which spawn thunderstorms that hasten spoilage, while others believe it's caused by ozone or bacteria carried by rainfall. It is still very much an unsolved scientific mystery. After the next July thunderstorm, you better check your milk. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas State High School Activities Association says rumors it was canceling fall sports are, quote, totally not accurate. Bill Faflick is the executive director of the organization and says Keisha is currently preparing to make sure fall sports happen. Faflick says we know a lot of things can change between now and then, but all of our efforts right now are directed at providing that best guidance for our schools so that they are ready to go. The NCAA's infractions case against the University of Kansas men's basketball program has been accepted into a newly created independent investigation process that was created to handle especially complex cases. The independent accountability resolution process said yesterday that a referral of the case against the Jayhawks and Coach Bill Self had been approved by the infractions referral committee. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Kansas State is launching a diversity and education fund to address racial injustice after football players threatened a boycott in response to an insensitive tweet by a student about the death of George Floyd. The school also said student athletes, coaches, and staff would undergo mandatory diversity and inclusion training that includes monthly town hall sessions. And it announced that it would provide transportation for athletes to voting locations on Election Day. Baseball players began reporting to their teams yesterday in the most significant step yet as MLB presses ahead with its plan for a 60-game sprint of a season. Most players underwent a battery of health checks, not only for COVID-19, but also for any other lingering ailments from spring training, ahead of planned workouts beginning Friday and Saturday. And one thing was clear, despite rising numbers of positive tests and some players opting out, most players and execs are bullish about the season taking place in just a few weeks. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team won a doubleheader hosting Hiawatha Wednesday. Marysville took the games 11-7 and 3-0. Marysville seniors victorious at February on Tuesday, winning 13-3. The Marysville Legion Post is hosting Riley Friday. Games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
Celebrate the red, white, and blue and save green on Valspar at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. Get up to $80 back on your favorite Valspar paint from June 26th through July 5th. Choose Valspar Pristine or Medallion Paint and save $10 per gallon container during their July 4th event. Save on other great Valspar paints too. Take advantage of rebate savings through July 5th at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. See the rebate coupon in store for more details.
We all need a bit of support now and then, and that includes some of our favorite garden plants. Find fun and creative ways to keep them standing tall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scour the garage, shed, and basement for items that can be converted into plant supports. Leaky watering wands, broken tool handles, and discarded golf clubs might make the perfect support. Convert old headboards and bed railings into trellises anchored in the garden or mounted on a wall. Or use them at the edge of the garden to keep plants in bound. Use fence panels to create A-frames and archways for growing edible and ornamental plants in the garden and landscape. Securely attach the panels together, anchor securely in the ground, and get busy planting. Put landscape trimmings to work. Build teepee supports and trellises from larger branches. Weave finer twigs through plant stems, providing almost invisible support. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit year-round spray oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit year-round spray oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit year-round spray oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
When these animals first came to Hawaii, they were protected. But after 30 years and a lot of births, the king decided something just had to be done. It created a career and a legacy for one man named Parker. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Robbie Hine explains, the first cattle in Hawaii came here from thousands of miles away.
The cattle were brought in 1793 as a gift to the king. George Vancouver, he was a British captain, brought the first cattle here.
The cattle were a gift to King Kamehameha I.
He created a 400-acre paddock with rock walls. That's where these cattle were kept, and they were protected. The first horses came 10 years later in 1803. And he protected them also.
By the 1820s, there were now 20,000 head of cattle. It was during that time that John Palmer Parker, a 20-something aboard a British trading ship, made a decision that would change the course of ranching on the islands.
When he came back through Hawaii on the way home, he jumped ship. They sailed home without him. He made friends with the king, and he eventually married the king's granddaughter, which helped him.
And the king decided young Mr. Parker was the man to control the cattle population.
He had brought a musket and some stuff, and he started hunting the wild cattle and supplying ships with salt beef. That was his main job for the king, and the king liked it because he was getting some revenue, and that's how Parker got involved in the cattle business.
And because Parker married the king's granddaughter, he received a plot of land, which helped him to establish a ranch which became one of the largest in the nation. At over 200,000 acres, the Parker Ranch was where Robbie Hine managed the herd, and he shares that story next time. And you can hear the full story on our American Countryside podcast. Just look for it when you follow American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Waimea, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.
Garden, correct timing matters. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Instead of using a calendar, manage planting and pest control with Growing Degree Days as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I followed the calendar to plant my vegetables this year, but I'm not sure if my timing was right. I should try using growing degree days. This method measures accumulations of heat required for insects and plants to flourish. Len Koop is the Associate Director of the Integrated Plant Protection Center at Oregon State University. He also works with a website that collects data from thousands of weather stations around the U.S. He uses the information to calculate degree days, which is the average temperature of a given day minus a temperature threshold.
If today's average temperature was 65 and the threshold is 50, that's like saying, well, nothing really happens below 50 degrees for certain insects, let's say. So the average temperature, 65 minus 50, equals 15. So that would be 15 growing degree days.
Degree days can give you a lot of information, such as when the pest you're trying to control is at its most vulnerable or when your plants will flower. Koop says counting degree days to an event takes away a lot of guesswork, especially when temperatures differ from year to year. As an example, let's say certain insect eggs will hatch after 400 degree days rather than sometime in March or April.
If we calculate and accumulate degree days, let's say after January 1st, every year, and we get the 400 mark, and the research has shown us that that's when this event happens, like the eggs hatch or the trees bloom, then we can predict pretty close to when something's going to happen from year to year.
Learn more about growing degree days at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. With patience bear thy cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide.
Be still, my soul. urge to buy something I don't need, I try to remember this quote from the philosopher Socrates. He who is not contented with what he has will not be contented with what he does not have. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, Socrates was right. I think everyone wants more of something, but when we get it, we're usually not satisfied. The Bible tells us to be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. It's clear that God wants us to be content and grateful for what we have. If you spend too much time shopping, browsing, or just wanting, it can distract you from your life's purpose. And it can prevent you from sharing what you have with others, whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasures. So if you find yourself wanting more, look around you and be thankful for all the gifts God has given you. You'll find yourself living a more content, confident, and generous life.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
The reality of getting older on the farm. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition shares important stewardship best practices to help farmers and applicators be sure they are doing their part to protect insect pollinators and their habitat. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
Everyone can pitch in to help protect pollinators. Cooperation and communication among farmers, landowners, applicators, beekeepers, even crop advisors and local officials helps to protect pollinators, their hives, and their habitat. Before applying any crop protection product, it's important to be aware of any honeybees near the field and communicate that information with neighboring beekeepers prior to treatment. It's important to establish appropriate buffers, and these are no-spray zones that occur between treated areas and insect pollinator habitat. Buffers may be required for some pesticides, and if they are, that information is going to be found on the product's label.
There's more information at growingmatters.org.
Improved machinery and technology have made farming less physically demanding than it was in the past.
Farmers don't retire. They just work a little bit less and supervise more. So to be farming is to be active, and that's what keeps them young.
That's Lisa Schiller of the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. She says farmers have a higher risk of injury, particularly fatal injury, and that risk goes up with age.
Farmers perceived risk does not equal their actual risk. And I prefer to call this like the normalization of risk. And I remember having many, many conversations with Uncle Peter and Uncle Otis, and they would tell these stories of their near misses. I'm sure everybody's heard the near miss story. Oh, remember that time when the 2x4s almost fell on the, you know, and they would always end it. Well, yep, farming's risky. You know, so it was just like an acceptance of risk. And so I think we need to be aware of that and intervene related to that.
Schiller took part in a recent webinar by the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center. And I'll have more from that event in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good afternoon, Sam Speck with your latest check of ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates are brought to you by Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, U.S. Custom Harvesters, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Well, let's take a look around the state of Kansas, again at a few regions, for the latest Kansas Harvest Update.
Dean Stoskov, who farms in Barton County, was able to start off harvest on June 25th. Harvest has been running smoothly, and he has high hopes of finishing up on July 2nd. Yields are averaging the low 50s and ranging from 35 to 65 bushels per acre, making it an average crop. Lisa Shem, who farms in Wallace and Logan counties, reports that they are finished with wheat harvest. They took in their first load on June 26 and only had a total of 176 acres this year. Throughout the surrounding areas, about 70% of the wheat is harvested. Shem's crop averaged 12.9% protein and test weight was 62.2 pounds per bushel. This year, harvest was able to start right on time with no weather causing impacts or damage to the crop. Golden Belt Co-op Association of Ellis started this year's harvest on time by taking in their first load on June 17. They have taken 550,000 bushels in so far. Yields are ranging anywhere from 20 to 50 bushels per acre, with 70% of the wheat harvested in the surrounding area. Farmers are hoping to be done with harvest by July 5th, weather permitting. This season's crop was down from last year by 20%. Due to the amount of freeze damage they received.
And finally, in Harrington, the Kansas AgriTrails Co-op is just getting started. They received their first load back on June 26. They received 50,000 bushels of wheat so far, and it's averaging 10 to 11% on the protein. Harvest was late getting started due to the harsh weather in that region. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest 2020 summer harvest update here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and
complete details. For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. An article in Forbes says science-backed claims that plant-based meats are healthier for both humans and environment have sparked a wave of veganism. But all may not be as it appears. Sarah Galletti is the founder of vegan frozen food brand Tattooed Chef, says that many of the vegetarian meat products aren't as clean as consumers think. Some of those brands that make an effort to mimic meat using scientifically engineered textures, smells, and flavors. Among the ingredients, soil hemoglobin, which is made from genetically modified yeast, which is used in the product to look like blood. The Burger King Whopper only has 30 more calories than the Impossible Whopper, the company's meatless alternative. The Whopper also has more grams of saturated fat and is 270 milligrams lower in salt than the Impossible Burger. Research from the Federation of American Societies of Experimental Biology indicate that among meat substitutes, veggie burgers are associated with the highest carbon dioxide emissions, coming in at 4.1 kilograms per kilogram of the product. And the American Soybean Association announcing that Chief Financial Officer Brian Vaught, replacing Ryan Finley, as temporary CEO of the organization. In a statement, the ASA said the group's board, appreciative of Ryan Finley's hard work and dedication to the soybean industry. With the organization now in transition mode, ASA said it remains confident in its staff, both in St. Louis and in D.C., as well as the value they bring to the soybean industry. ASA's governing body continues to support the organization's growth, including the Independent Policy Office in D.C. and the internal management structure established through the organization by the now former CEO. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson. Today, to talk about the 2020 World Food Prize Laureate, presented in the memory of Dr. Norman Borlaug. After this message, if you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the green rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out flora.com. That's F-L-U-R-A, flora.com. One of my personal heroes because of his accomplishments in agricultural production around the world was Dr. Norman Borlaug. He's a fellow Norwegian who grew up on a farm in Iowa and went on to, as the book title indicated about his life, he was responsible for feeding 1 billion people around the world because of the work that he did. And he did much of that in the Philippines and in India. But in his honor, an organization was formed to award the World Food Prize in his name, and the recipient for 2020 recently named his name, Dr. Ratan Lal, announced as the 2020 World Food Prize laureate for developing and for maintaining and mainstreaming a soil centric approach to increasing food production that conserves natural resources and mitigates climate change. The 2020 laureate announcement made recently with appearances by Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue and Secretary of State Michael Pompeo honored the doctor for the work he has done. And as was said by Secretary of State Pompeo, the world's population continues to grow, and we need to use the resources we have more productively and efficiently to make sure that everyone has enough food on their tables. And according to Secretary Pompeo, Dr. Lal's research in soil science and its impact on agricultural production shows that there is a solution to the problem, and it's right under our feet because, quote, he's helping the health of the Earth's estimated 500 million small farmers to better their production and be healthful scientists of their land through improved management and soil degradation and the recycling of nutrients. The billions of people who depend on these farms stand to benefit greatly from the work done by Dr. Lal. He's a native of India, but he did study at Ohio State University, and after his studying there, did go to foreign lands to pursue his dream, and then he returned to the Ohio State University, where he continues his work. So our congratulations to the man honored in the name of Dr. Norman Borlaug, the World Food Prize laureate. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group, brought to you by Flora.com.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Soybean fields can be damaged and even destroyed by hungry deer. One researcher is keeping deer out with repellents on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, But blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
White-tailed deer love to dine on soybeans, but if they feed heavily while the plant is growing and spreading out nodes, it can have a devastating effect on yields. Corey Heaton is an extension assistant professor of wildlife and fisheries biology at Clemson University. He's done research trials with 15 commercial chemical repellents over the past couple of years and is impressed by what he's seen.
If we can go back and use Aldicarb within the labeled rate for early season insect control on soybeans, we're getting spectacular deer control as well. So it's kind of a freebie there. And most of the commercial repellents that we've tested have produced pretty decent results on keeping deer out of those beans. Depending on the product, it looks like we get about a 10-day to 2-week window. And, of course, that's going to be dependent on rain.
Deer tend to browse on the edges of a soybean field. They will occasionally wander farther in, but Heaton says they probably feel safer staying along the edge. However, when you apply the repellent, you will have to spray more than just the edges.
You're really going to have to spray the whole field, because what we saw in research plots, when we just treat the edges of the field, the deer actually just move right through that treated area and go further out in the field and start feeding. So if you don't treat the whole field, they will walk out further and feed deeper into the field than normal.
Ideally, Hinton says plants should be treated with a repellent as soon as they emerge to give them a fighting chance. Later on, if you see deer hitting the fields, go in and spray again. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping the deer from dining on your soybeans at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hello and good afternoon. Sam Speck with your closing market update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And at the close of this shortened day of trading, we're seeing stronger numbers through the livestock, but weaker in the grains. We do have Brett Krantz here from Schwedemann Incorporated for all the details. Good afternoon, Brett.
Good afternoon. Well, pretty good close in the cattle. August live cattle up 275 at 100.05. October up 267 at 103.35. In the feeder cattle, August up 282 at 135.90. September up 267 at 136.70. In the hog market, the August contract down 2 at 49.05. December down 2 at 51.15. Over in the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 8.5 at 434.25. December down 8.25 at 446.75. In Chicago, the September wheat down 6.75 at 492. December down 6.5 at 499.5. September corn down 7.5 at 343. December down 7.5 at 353. The September soybeans down 0.5 cent at 890.75. November down 1.75 cents at 897.25. And then December oats down 3.75 at 283. December cotton up 12 points at 62.88. August crude oil up 41 cents at 40.23. August natural gas up a nickel at 172. August gold up 10.10. That's at 17.90. September silver up 11 cents at 18.34. Got the September dollar index up 9 points at 97.24, and the September Dow Jones futures currently 260 points higher. That's at 25,835. And for information on these and the other markets, please call us at Schwedemann Incorporated, 1-800-272-9131.
Closing markets here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.